Somebody, you had a question? Yeah.
Thank you for being here first. My question is about time. You spoke earlier about there never being enough time, and I was just traveling in Thailand and India for about 6 weeks, and I found that time really shifted for me.
Yeah.
And then coming back and having been home about 2 months now, even with a daily meditation practice, time speeds up. And so I'm just curious how life is at the monastery versus the Tudong and what you have to say to lay people about that speeding up of time.
Yeah, I mean it's not, as human beings, it pushes us, and even if you're on Tudong, you can still sort of, you can still do it to yourself. And in the monastery, you can do it. We can do the same thing, but there are these kind of conscious reminders, so just really trying to bring that to mind as a lay practitioner. I think it's really important to, set certain times aside that are really kind of sacrosanct, and doable, because I think if you set the bar too high, then you end up sort of frustrating yourself or giving up. But just really setting time aside where you really give yourself that time and open. So you don't even have to necessarily be meditating formally, but just sitting and taking time to not be doing anything. Also, just paying attention to the compulsions of, say, like when you come back into, like coming to your home or your apartment or whatever, and recognize what's the habit. What's the first thing you do when you get there? And oftentimes it's, go to the fridge, turn on the computer, and then to really consciously go against that and just sort of say, no, when I come home, I'm gonna do this. Set something up that starts to break the routine of because one gets home, oh, I need to do this or I should do that, and just putting those little blocks, and they don't have to be extreme, but they're reminders. So where it does give you an opportunity to slow down a bit and not be pulled into that habit pattern. So those are just a couple simple things to pay attention to. I mean, it's helpful to have a space that you go to where you like having a shrine is really helpful. And you don't have to be, really a devotional type to have a shrine, but it's sort of like this is a physical reminder of, and that's where you see setting something up, that's where you meditate, that's where you stop, that's where you slow down, and that's a space where you come into, and you do that on a daily basis, and that, because you, again, habits and conditioning, it's not just bad habits and conditioning that we have. We can be doing really good ones. We can be really developing really skillful habits that really put us in good stead.